Listener's discretion is advised.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers all around the world. And now, your regularly scheduled podcast episode. Hello, and happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there on this Mother's Day primetime edition of Season 3 Random Stuff. Yeah, not much happening here ever since Mother's Day is around. And if you have given something special for your mom, good for you. And if not, well, I'm sorry to tell you that you have been off the paternity list. Anyways, this Mother's Day is not as different as the previous years. Obviously, you always have to show love to your mama. But nonetheless, it is not as easy as it looks. In the previous years, you always think about what they're gonna give to your mama, what are you gonna show to your mama, or what are you gonna do? Well, I don't know what I'm gonna do. In fact, I've yet to do it, and I only got a few hours left. So what? This Mother's Day, hoping that everything goes well, but it's still pandemic season, folks, and you're gonna have to think about what are you gonna do for the next Mother's Day. If you're already given a Mother's Day present to your mom, good for you. You look happy and healthy. But not me. Everything doesn't go well in my yard. But that's alright. We'll figure things out. Except we haven't figured it out since the dawn of time. But until then, I have not done anything wrong, and I don't have anything left to say in this very short monologue of this primetime Mother's Day edition. But we do have something, and that is what's coming up later tonight on this primetime edition of Random Stuff, where the host of The Late Show on CBS and his wife, Effie McGee, doing a little first drafts, as always, in some form. They've done Christmas, they've done New Year's, they've done Thanksgiving, they've done Halloween. And once again, for the second year in a row, since they're doing their first drafts, they're going to do their little Mother's Day cards. Obviously, how they do it? They put the final draft in, and they showed what the first draft was. We know how it goes. So we'll get to it after this brief ad, so don't even change the podcast channel.
Are you worried about 5G messing with your airplane? Well then, there's never been a better time to go Greyhound. Yes, we're still in business. And at Greyhound, we don't let anything affect our schedule. Not 5G, weather, A corpse falling out of the luggage compartment, lack of road, or even a shootout. Plus, we have amenities that airlines don't, like hungry wolves, this clown with a knife, and membership in our 4-foot high club. So if you need to travel in a jiffy, give or take 20 hours, hop on board Greyhound, because seldom is the word plunge associated with a bus.
And we're back after this brief ad on this Mother's Day edition of Random Stuff. And we're not going to go to a segment. We're actually going to get it right now because it's Mother's Day. And we need some love. So, as you know, the Late Show, in the Late Show Guy era, the Letterman successor era, they bring out all the segments. Like Meanwhile and Monologue segments, and this one, First Drafts. Now remember, First Drafts is a word they put the final draft and the first draft together, where the Late Show Guy and his wife Effie McGee going all of those stuff to get through there. Now here is the latest 2022 Mother's Day edition of the Late Show's First Drafts with the Late Show Guy and his wife, Effie McGee. Here we go.
So nice of you.
Hi! Did I get lipstick on you?
Did I? Did you get lipstick on
me? Did I get lipstick on
my lipstick? There you go. Darling, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Happy Mother's Day ahead of time.
Thank you.
I got you a mimosa.
Nice,
there
thank you.
Cheers, there you
Vitamin
go.
Vitamin C.
Gotta keep the C up there.
Because you're cold.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't because of the
lipstick. It's not a cold. I have allergies, remember?
Oh, right.
Right. All right. So, darling, mm-hmm. for those of you at home who are playing our home game, let me explain what's going on here. You know, of course, that...
I'm a pro.
If you'll hold these cards right there, what's going to happen is you're going to give me the top card.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the top card?
Nice. Friendly.
Good. The one you
Good.
Would buy.
Right.
Okay. And then Safe. The second card would be what?
Sometimes offensive.
The first draft... The first draft of that card that wasn't good enough to sell.
Sometimes
and
offensive.
Sometimes offensive. Therein lies the humor. Could I please have the first card?
Yes, you may.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one is for the new moms. It says, Happy first Mother's Day to my wife. Watching you become a mother has been the most beautiful experience. I love you.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
That
Wouldn't you love
so
to get that
sweet.
One?
Sweet, yes.
Yeah. But the first draft said, Happy first Mother's Day to my wife. Watching you become a mother was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. And then you just walked around like an hour later. I fear you. That's true.
I love that.
That's true.
That's true.
Because
it is a
scary business.
Don't mess with us women
no,
after
absolutely,
we have a baby.
Absolutely not. I remember when our eldest was born, our daughter, we had this plan. Well, to bring in, like, oh, I brought in a little CD player and mini speakers,
oh, yeah.
and we're going to listen to, like, whale noises
yeah.
and the sound of the sea. And I turned it on, and about 5 minutes later, he said, turn the off. True story.
It's true.
True
it's
story.
True.
Here's
it's
the
true.
Second thing I remember about
oh,
that.
Oh, God, I don't know if we
no,
want to talk about
thing,
that.
No, my favorite thing is that, like, you're doing your great job.
I did a great job.
Of course. You were doing a great job, and then you were more like, you know what? Give me the epidural.
Only the first time.
That's what I mean, the first yeah. child. You give me the epidural, like that. And they said, sir, you have to leave while we do this. So I left, went down to the McDonald's in the lobby of the hospital, got myself a coffee and a hash brown, came back up, and you were like, wee! I'm ready to run the New York Marathon. May I please?
Drugs
and knives. That's what we're going with. This is a sweet one. It says, thank you for showing me how to be a good mom. I hope I inherited your big heart.
Oh.
Man, these are really
sweet.
You would want to get any
the
of these.
The first drafts are all really good.
But that's why they sell them. But the first draft said, thank you for showing me how to be a good mom. I hope I inherited your strong liver. Because... We know, what harm could one glass of wine do? It'll make the baby sleep.
Exactly. No, shh.
What?
Shh.
They're too old. They can't sue. They can't sue at this point.
These kids don't do that anymore.
What, they don't?
No.
No one really?
I think women don't even have a glass of wine anymore.
Well,
I know their loss.
It is, really is.
Mm-hmm. One glass of wine, I mean.
Here's a Star Wars themed one. It says, Yoda best mom, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, because isn't today May the 4th be with you?
It is.
Heck yeah, I knew that.
Yeah,
bro. Well,
because you're young and hip, that's why.
Because I'm married to a nerd.
But the first draft said, Yoda best mom, but please stop walking in my room when I'm getting Leia'd. That's scandalous. That is scandalous.
See, that one is a no.
You can't sell this.
Thank God.
You can't sell this.
No.
May I have the next card, Mademoiselle?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Where's, is this a show dress or your dress?
I'm not telling.
Okay. Because if it's the show dress, let's buy it and make it yours because you look lovely.
Thank you.
How about the necklace? Is this yours?
No, this is...
You like
the
coming
shoes
here.
Are mine.
The shoes are yours.
The shoes are mine. Does that count?
Yeah, okay. Here's one that says, I'm everything I am because of you. Thanks for being the best mom ever.
Oh.
There you go. But the first draft said, I'm everything I am because of you, but my therapist says with time and effort we can fix that. Hey, John. John, can I put you on the spot here for just a second?
Yes.
Anything you want to say about your lovely mom here?
Oh, yes. My mom taught me how to be an authentic person and think for myself and believe in myself. So thank you, Mom. I love you.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
This is the last one.
Aww.
Is there anything you want for Mother's Day? Give me a hint of anything you might want before we...
I ask for the same thing every year. What is it?
You want to have... A cup of coffee and the newspaper in bed. Not even breakfast. You just want a hot cup of coffee and the breakfast.
I just don't want to be the first person.
You don't want it. You want to sleep in. That's it.
That's it. I can't even sleep in anymore. Just not, the first person to be.
Okay. I'll give
you make the coffee.
I'll give the coffee to the dog and have
the
Penny
dog bring
it up
out
to you. This is Peppy. It says 1, 2, 3, 4. You're the mom that I adore.
Aww.
That's nice. But the first draft said, 1, 2, 3, 4 is not a secure password, Mom. How many times have we been through this?
I just did that.
Evie McGee, everybody.
And want to thank the host of The Late Show on CBS and Evie McGee for this another wonderful first draft segment of The Late Show. Hoping that we could do it again on Father's Day. But until then... After this brave ad, we're going to get to listen to one of the famous, not really that famous of a song, by Queen on this Mother's Day edition of Random Stuff. So, don't go anywhere!
Are you one of millions of Americans who can't get enough of Encanto? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to sing and dance to its irresistibly catchy songs?
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. Have the songs of Encanto brought your life to a joy-filled yet grinding halt? Well, now there's hope. Encantix, the only prescription medication clinically proven to curb your cravings for the Encanto soundtrack.
Our kids were listening to Bruno 200, maybe 300 times a day. With Encantix, we've gotten it down to a solid 125.
We don't talk about you, no.
Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix is a first of its kind pill that doesn't go in your mouth. Simply insert one into each ear canal and take a break from the sonic delights of National Treasure Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's me.
Now I can spend less time singing and more time drinking at work.
Encantix. Take dos oruguitas and call me in the morning.
Encantix is not intended for use to curb Hamilton, Moana, or any other Disney musical. Call your doctor if you can't stop talking about Bruno for more than 4 hours. Encantix may cause explosive jazz hands. Encantix, from the makers of Prozac.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody!
And we're back after this brief ad on this Mother's Day edition of Random Stuff. Since it is Mother's Day, we're going to listen to a song about moms. Not specifically mothers, but yes, mothers. But this one is the final song that Freddie Mercury ever recorded with his band Queen. And it's the last recording he ever had. It's called Mother Love. So here it is, the final song with Freddie Mercury called Mother Love. Here they are, Queen. And that was Queen with Mother Love. Now remember, Brian May finished the song after Freddie Mercury died, and this song was released in 1995. So, just to let you know. Now, when we return, we're going to wrap up this Mother's Day edition of Random Stuff. So, stay tuned.
Oh boy, Ron DeSantis claims to be a conservative, but right now he's acting like a liberal bitch. He's raising taxes on a beloved Florida corporation. Say hello to $50 turkey legs. He's using big government to silence our small family business. I guess it's a socialist world after all. You didn't hear this from me. When Ron DeSantis went into the haunted mansion, this loser straight up shit himself. No joke. He got so scared from a children's ride, he made a big old dookie right in his pants. Huh? Ron DeSantis is the dumbest motherfucker I know. And I'm friends with a guy named Dopey. Ron DeSantis. Wrong for Florida. Wrong for America. Pooped his pants. I'm Mickey Mouse, and I'll cut a bitch.
After hours.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
Folks, that is it for this edition of this prime time episode of Random Stuff. Now be sure to tune in and probably in the next few days or the next few weeks after my graduation in a community college to continue Season 3 of Random Stuff. So, good night.